You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the over-the-hill gaming podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's August 14th, 2025, and welcome to episode 145 of Midlife Side Quest, the over-the-hill video game podcast. My name is John Wall, and every Thursday morning I bring you my video game impressions, the latest industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek, delivered to you in just 15 minutes. Thank you very much for tuning into the show today. I am so happy you're here. On this episode, I'm going to be talking about Wheel World, but as always, we start the show by checking out some of the gaming news from the past week. After months of external organizations calling on consumers to boycott Microsoft and for the company to end its support of the Israeli government's continued campaign of genocide in Gaza, union workers at Microsoft-owned Arkane Studios have spoken out against their employer's actions and called for Microsoft to sever ties with Israel. Members of the STJV Workers Union, based in France, released a statement reading, quote, "We think that Microsoft has no place being accomplice of a genocide, and as Microsoft employees, we don't want to be part of this sinister project for Gaza. Moreover, we think it's our responsibility as tech workers to raise the alarm and to ensure that our technologies are used to make the voices of the oppressed heard and not facilitate their demise," end quote. The statement goes on to say that the company's actions risk hurting the reputation of Xbox games and therefore are putting their own jobs at risk also. Recent reporting has shown that Israel's surveillance agency has been using Microsoft's Azure cloud technology to monitor Palestinian groups and take military action against them. Since the beginning of the conflict, over 55,000 Palestinians have been killed, with approximately 17,000 of those being children, which is a horrendous figure. Numerous organizations have stated that Israel is committing war crimes and that their goal is nothing less than the complete eradication of the Palestinian people. So I think the recent increase in video game industry unions is a positive thing for, you know, multiple reasons. But in this particular case, it allows members to speak out against the actions of their employer without the fear of being silenced or retaliated against, which is very important. It's obvious that these decisions being made have nothing to do with the games division of Microsoft. They're coming from the very top, but they could end up losing their jobs and having their careers, you know, damaged by all of this. So we'll see if this leads to more groups within Microsoft speaking out, and we'll see if it has any effect on the company's plans. So, Wheel World. This is a bit of an interesting one. I was trying to think of how best to describe what this game is, and I guess what I would call it is an open world cycling RPG / racing game, if that makes any sense. So, in the game, you play as Kat, a cyclist who has been chosen by a bicycle spirit god entity of some sort, who manifests as a flaming skull that hovers in front of your bike, and you need to save the bike realm by collecting all of the parts of a legendary magical bike, which will restore the, like the sewer system, which does, listen, the story is really stupid. It's not that interesting. It doesn't make much sense, but also you can largely ignore it. I was basically skipping all the dialogue at some point. So you collect these legendary bike parts by exploring the open world and competing in races to earn enough cred to race against the boss characters who have these pieces, these parts. You can also earn more cred by looking for chests hidden around the world. You can upgrade your bike with other non-legendary parts like new tires, seats, handlebars, frames, and the such to, you know, increase your speed and your braking and your steering, stuff like that. And you can earn these also, you earn these by winning races, finding them in chests, or you can buy them from vendors that you'll find as you go around the world. So I'm a bit conflicted about this game because there are parts of it that I really enjoy. There are things that I think they do quite well. And then there are parts of it that I just think that they would have been better off without. And I keep going back and forth on whether or not I think that the good bits outweigh the bad or not. In the positive column, I think they've created a really appealing world to race around in. The game has a sort of cel-shaded look to it that reminds me of games like Sable, if you remember that from a couple of years back. And the setting is very French or Italian countryside with vineyards and windmills. It's really nice. It's a very pretty game, and it's a relaxing place to ride around in. Also in the positive column are the races themselves. They feel really good. The bikes control well, and they're fun. They're not super challenging. None of them so far have given me too much trouble at all, but they do include some bonus objectives to try for that'll get you more rep, like beating a specific target time or collecting the letters to spell out your name, which can sometimes be tricky to find in the world as you're watching the road in the middle of a race. And these are nice. These are nice little additions that give you that extra bit of challenge if you're looking for that. On the flip side, like I said in the beginning, I really don't think that the story is that good or interesting, unfortunately. There's not much character given to anybody. It's not really very funny, and it just feels skippable, you know? The only thing that really stuck out to me was the gag of using roadside toilets as fast travel spots and calling them portal potties. I mean, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I also don't think that going around the open world is particularly interesting. I mean, it looks nice. It definitely is pleasant to look at, but I didn't really find anything too unique or compelling while I was exploring. Really, I kind of wish that Wheel World was just like a straight up racing game, you know? Let me select my races from a track list and unlock new upgrades as I win. I would, you know, I'd be fine with that. The racing itself is fun enough, and it's a really nice, like I said, a nice looking game world. Speeding down the road on your bike, zipping through farmland and little coastal villages, it's enjoyable. There's something very zen and relaxing about it. It's really the rest of the package that's just unnecessary. Can I rant to you for just a second about how stupid some companies are. So last week I got a text that said that there was a problem processing the monthly payment for my internet service. It's odd. You know, maybe a scam. So I logged onto the website, and sure enough, it says that the payment didn't go through. I didn't change debit cards. I had plenty of money, but it didn't go through for whatever reason. So I updated the account with my banking info, and it goes through. Boom. Problem solved. Then the next day, my internet stops working. And it's weird, though, because it's not just that there isn't any connection. Whichever device I try to log in with, whether it's my phone or the TV or the Xbox, it takes me to some screen wanting me to verify that I'm human. But when I try to do that, the screen just refreshes and it asks me to do it again. What the hell? After fiddling around for quite a while, a couple of my devices got access. My phones all of a sudden started connecting to the Wi-Fi. But everything else didn't. So I called the internet company, you know, the internet company. And after I give them all the information, they tell me that they are working on the problem and that it should be restored in 24 hours. Okay, fine. 24 hours later, I still don't have any internet. So I call them back up. And now they tell me that my service has been suspended due to non-payment. And I said, that is incorrect. There was some sort of weird issue with the payment, but I paid it immediately after I was notified. Hold, please. Okay, they say, we see your payment, but you still have a minimum $75 due to restore the service. No, I do not. I paid my full balance, and I do not owe you one more penny. Please turn on my damn internet. Please hold again. And then they come back and they go, okay, you're right. We've turned it back on. I mean, come on. What are we doing here? It's ridiculous. Okay. Anyway, I'm sorry. I had to tell somebody. Before we go this week, I also wanted to say I've been trying to figure out a way to interact more with friends online in the gaming space and listeners to this show. And it's been tough to do because, you know, so much of that was done on Twitter before that died off. And people are kind of scattered around other platforms now. And honestly, like a Discord server for the show is just... it just feels like so much more work than I want to devote to it. So I came up with something else, a Facebook group. And yes, I know a lot of people don't use Facebook anymore for a lot of very valid reasons, but their, you know, group system it's a really simple and easy way to use for, you know, for people to hang out together. So if you're on Facebook and you'd like a place to hang out with like-minded people and chat about gaming stuff and just kind of hang, search for the Midlife Gaming Group and join up. It's a public group. You don't have to put in a request to be added. You can just join up. And we've already got some cool people in there. It's a good start, but more is always better. So I hope to see you in there. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I really appreciate you making time in your day to hang out with me. You can catch a new episode of the show every Thursday wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can support the show by subscribing and leaving a review. That would be dandy. Until next time, be well and happy gaming.